and Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and she's currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to a request for comment. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825. Get your vehicle ready for summer during Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Whether you need a full AC repair or a charge on your system, you'll find special offers on everything from AC compressors to refrigerant. Stay cool this summer. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
President Trump calls new sanctions on Iran hard-hitting. And this time, he is taking direct aim at Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Our first look at Jussie Smollett the night he claimed he was assaulted. Police body cam video capturing Smollett still wearing the noose he says his attackers put around his neck.
Researchers now say they're tracking body temperatures and beneficial brown fat found those who drank small amounts of coffee had a spike in metabolic activity.
The 1-2 comes home and Bellinger rifles it.
Another young fan hospitalized after being struck by a foul ball, this time at Dodger Stadium over the weekend.
Enough is enough.
The U.S. government has removed most of the 300 migrant children found living in squalor at a border facility.
Metro Transit police officer under investigation in Washington, D.C. The officer seen shoving and then using a stun gun on a man who was questioning police.
That's it. U.S. is going.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 116 points, and I can tell you one thing, it's hot out there. The heat index is killer. 88 degrees outside, but Rich says we get up to 100 degree heat index plus today, and I can feel it. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Okay. So I leave the studio yesterday. Guy picks me up from Don Duncan, dropped my car off.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job with it. Car drives spectacular.
They always do.
It's I had these warp brakes that they explained. I said, "What am I doing wrong?" He said, "You're not doing anything wrong." They to try to lighten the load of the cars for better gas mileage. They took that big thick rotor that was all metal. They put composite metal on it, and it just warps out.
Hmm.
And I had warranty on it, so they replaced the back brakes for free.
Nice.
And the fronts was like the total thing. I spent everything, oil change, everything, $89.
Oh, wow. That's amazing for that's, brakes.
That is great for brakes and oil change.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go to Fresh Market to check out things. So Mike, the head of the butcher department, our new good friend there, he said, "Do you want to try something kind of new that's really good?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Do you like fish?" "Of course." So he took me over to the counter to the salmon. He's got the salmon that is normally $29 a pound. $29 a pound.
This now, must be like the Alaskan king salmon,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
It's
yeah.
The Hopper River salmon. They have it on sale for $16.99 a pound.
Mm.
So I get a 5-ounce steak, a 5-ounce strip of it. Cost me roughly $5.75. Put a little teriyaki on it.
Ooh.
And I put it in the precision cooker, and then I flash it in a pan with butter.
It's the way to do it.
I want to tell you something, Joey. It was incredible. It gave me a hug. It was that good. I mean, I was sitting there going, the quality, and I had my corn on the side, had a salad, a little salad with the ranch dressing.
Well, when you do that really, the high price cut, and it's high price, but I mean, that's essentially half price. for what they're giving it to people. But you're paying
I couldn't
for
finish
that.
The 5 ounces.
And you're paying for that just beautiful fat. It renders so beautifully in that salmon fillet.
It is absolutely incredible. So, folks, I think this is the last day it's going to be on. I strongly recommend it. 5 ounces could have fed 2 people. To be honest with you, I kind of picked out a little bit, but I still have a steak that I'm going to take, a piece that I'm going to take and put on the salad.
I need to go by there and pick up a steak. I was telling you, I had a heck of a workout this morning. It's one of those where it's like, ooh, I need to eat, but I'm just remembering, and I want to do a shout-out real quick, Dan, if you don't mind. My grandfather, Ray Clark, it's his birthday today, or it was yesterday. We're celebrating it tonight.
Oh, so you're going to cook a steak for him?
My dad's doing the dinner plans, but the whole family, some folks are coming out of town, we're sort of surprising them. Not a true surprise party, but...
Well, I highly recommend the bone-in ribeye at $9.99 a pound.
All right. I'll be texting with my dad.
And if Mike is there, or Ramsey, just tell him you want something that's got a real, a piece of, good... Fat cap,
yeah.
Because what he did for me is where the bone turns, there's a big fat cap right there, and it was great. And when you fire that bad boy up and put it up at about 4:30, when you drop it in the pan, it just sizzles. Mm-hmm. It is really, really good. Okay, good show.
Yeah, good show. I keep saying, why do we cover politics? No. We could be a cooking show.
So go buy a Fresh Market today, because I'm not sure if it's going to be on sale tomorrow, but I highly recommend it. 5 ounces is really too much. You could do 6 ounces and feed 2 people with it. Mm-hmm. And get some sides and things. And they've got their meal deal for Wednesdays that are on sale, too, for the rest of the month. So take advantage of that. Okay. Now down to silly politics and current events. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Oh, by the way, we're going to do a focus group with the audience.
Okay.
Cecil and I had a long discussion about when should he cook ribs. I said, let me do this. Let me give away a slab of ribs, and I want callers to call in to tell me what days should Fresh Market cook ribs. And your choices are any combination of days that you think would be good. Should it be Monday through Thursday of next week? That'd be Monday through the 4th of July? Should it just be Monday and Tuesday? Should it just be Tuesday and Wednesday? Should it just be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Come up with there's no winning answer. I just genuinely want to know what you guys think. And then we'll draw one name out, and you'll get a free slab of ribs from Sweet Creek Farm.
Can it be every day, please?
For me, there you go. Because I tell you what, they are great.
They really
the state is off on Friday, so I think you could probably blow a cannon through this town.
What's the occasion on Friday for the state?
Because the 4th is on Thursday.
Oh, next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, this is next week. So I think it's going to be kind of lonely here. I don't know. But if you guys are going to be in town and you're thinking ribs, I'd love to know what days you think that would be good, so I can tell Cecil, and then he'll kind of follow our lead here. I mean, he was just thinking about doing Tuesday and Wednesday and not doing Thursday. But I told him I'd poll the audience and kind of see. Also, anybody can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. We're doing that. That will be a great drawing for this weekend. And since we're going to be dark on Friday of 4th of July, we'll do the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing on the Wednesday before. That'll be the 4th of July edition. We also have Ken Wester coming in, Ken Reynolds coming in. I get those two mixed up. Ken Reynolds coming in tomorrow to talk about the Blount Cultural Park.
Oh,
the fireworks.
The fireworks out there, yeah.
So I'm going to be doing a doctor's meeting. So you got Ken. If you may not have me, or I may be coming in with a cane and sunglasses.
I've got to know Ken Reynolds. Ken's great.
Ken is a great guy.
They've been doing the fireworks out at that location at the Blount Cultural Park for about 2-3 years now, right?
Yeah, and it seems to be very, very popular. And they do it on Wednesday the 3rd.
Okay.
So they don't compete with the biscuits on the 4th. And you can get in on the biscuits. The 4th of July fireworks cruise on the Harriet 2, by the way.
A lot going on if you stay in town.
There really is. I mean, there's a bunch going on. And Montgomery's going to be a happening place. I can't decide which way I'm going to go. I'm going to kind of look at the weather and let that kind of drive me. Let's see. We've got a new press secretary. The Melania Trump's, I think her name is Suzanne Simpson. I've seen her before. She falls under the category of very attractive women press secretary. Not quite up to the Hope Hicks level, but... So Melania tweeted out that she had been named, and we're glad that... And she said in her tweet that both sides of the White House will be represented.
Oh.
And...
I do have to say Sarah Huckabee Sanders did a very good job, and the job's already difficult. I think being press secretary for President Trump is even more difficult because of just his boisterous personality and how quickly he's on different topics. And Sean Spicer didn't serve him well. It'd be tough shoes to fill for Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
They really are. Well, I think that the press was just so aggressive with Sarah Huckabee Sanders that I think they kind of created their own problem with this. But if this lady is the one I think she is, she's going to be very disarming to a lot of people. Very disarming. Okay, let's go to a break. News Talk 93.1. Then we'll get down to showbiz right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees with approved credit. Plus finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE OutdoorPower.com.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mississippi Queen, if you know what I mean. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, what's happening, baby?
Nada, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, did you read, there's a new article that just came out having to do with Trump's medical records. And it said back in 2008, he had a surgery because he had polyps in his...
See that one coming from
Yeah, boy, you really...
I mean, but polyps are serious, folks. Go get that colonoscopy.
There you go. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thank you, Dan. I was just calling in to say about that Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday on the ribs.
Yep.
And I would say the sale should go Tuesday, Wednesday that way and cook them on Thursday.
Well, no, they cook them for you. They don't, it's not.
Oh, they cook them for you.
They cook them for you, yeah.
But then Wednesday, Thursday is what I would do then. Wednesday,
okay.
Thursday.
Kevin, we've got Kevin down for Wednesday and Thursday. Are you going to stay in town, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. I got to work Friday.
Yeah. I hate it when they do that with the state and the city. They let the government employees off, and then everybody else is kind of banging around and doing their normal job.
Man, you ought to be a gas hauler. They don't let you off for nothing.
Yeah, they don't let you off for anything, do they?
No, we got Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th
of July,
Memorial
Day. How big of a area do you handle, and are you driving a tractor trailer or just a jobber truck?
I drive a tractor trailer.
Well, how big of an area do you have?
I go from Montgomery to Florida, Montgomery to Georgia. In fact, I'm just coming back from grain. And further we go up, planting, going north, and Selma went west.
Okay, so here's a question I've always wanted to know, Kevin. When you go to a gas station, how many gallons of 87-octane gas do you give them?
It all depends. If I got a full load, it's anywhere between 8,700 and 9,200 gallons.
Okay, so how much of that does, if you have a full load, how many of those can you get out of one tanker truck?
Just one? Five compartments, one load. I have to go back and forth and load up each time I drop.
So what happens is you've got a compartment that has 87 octane, one that has 89, and one that has 92, and then diesel?
Yeah. I'll have to drop them all in their separate tanks and then come back and load up again.
Wow. Okay, so I just learned something new today, Kevin.
Yeah. And pretty much every one of the, all the people getting the, that come down here and deliver around Montgomery pick up down here on the Loop Road, so. I mean, it's
yeah.
all the same gas.
Yeah, exactly. Bit. Yeah, most people do not realize that.
No, sir. Hey, can you put me in that sweet
group? Absolutely. Can we give me your month and day of birth?
3/22.
We got you in for both drawings, for the ribs and for sweet quick, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Drive safe, my friend.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm very good.
All right. Hey, I'd like to get in on that rib. I think I won the Sweet Creek a few months back, so I don't think I'm eligible for it again yet.
tell me what days you think they need to be cooking ribs.
Say that again now.
What day does Fresh Market need to be cooking ribs?
What day?
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. We're doing a focus group where you guys give us the...
Well, I drive a tow truck, so I don't really get an off day. We just have to stop when we can. But, I would say Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday, okay. John, we're going to put you down for Tuesday and Wednesday for your recommendation to Fresh Market. And give me your month and day of birth.
5/17.
You got it, my friend. So you're going to be really busy on the 4th of July, aren't you?
Oh, Lord, Dad, we're busy every day, even now.
People break down big time on 4th of July.
Yes, they do, especially 65 and 85. So we'll be running pretty hard that day.
Yeah, I always put my battery jumper in my car with me, because with this heat, you can blow out that battery pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. Hey, I would like to say something for the people listening, if you don't mind. It's nothing bad. It's just I just want them to remember that when you see us out and we're on the road, you know, it only takes a split second for something bad to happen. You know, always remember to slow down, move over, and always remember where your last mile marker's at, or the last sign or exit you might pass on the interstate to help us find you, just in case. God forbid something does happen, you know, but just in case, always remember your last mile marker, and it only takes a second for something bad to happen. Just move over.
Amen, brother. What you just said is what I tell my sons all the time. You know, most people don't realize how the mile markers work on the highway, that if you get on, say, 65 down in Mobile, it starts at mile marker 1.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes all the way up to the number of miles in the state. And I think it's 278 or something like that.
Yeah, 278. And the very first mile marker, 65, for Montgomery County is 158, which would be Tent Lala.
There you go. And the and so it's a great way to judge, you know, your timing. It goes from south to north. It goes up in numbers. And then from east to west, it goes from west to east, up in numbers. So you can always find out where you're going.
If you're coming from 65, 85 towards Atlanta, everything's going to go from one, exit one, which is Port Street, all the way into, I want to say it's 78.
It's 78, exactly what it is.
Right into Georgia there, and then from Mobile, it's one on 65 all the way up to 278.
And what happens, as soon as you cross the state line, it starts over again, so it starts back at one.
Starts back at one, or sometimes it'll start, I forget where it's at, it starts at the highest number and goes backwards. I want to say it's in Mississippi.
Well, it depends on whether it's east, west, or north, south. John, I got your name in, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Everybody be safe.
You be safe, my friend. Clint, coming back to you. Dan Moore Show. Be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile. Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump following up sanctions with threats against Iran, saying the U.S. will obliterate Iran if it attacks anything American. This after the Iranian president lashed out at new sanctions.
The White House actions mean it is mentally retarded. Didn't you say you want to negotiate?
The Trump administration also plans later this week to sanction Iran's top diplomat, Javad Zarif, who spent months negotiating the nuclear deal with then-Secretary of State John Kerry.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Illinois becomes the 11th state to allow recreational marijuana, the first to implement a comprehensive statewide cannabis marketplace. And the attorney for a pickup truck driver blamed in the collision, which killed seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire, enters a not guilty plea on his behalf. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this, the fifth day in a row now? Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their seven real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know what? You need to get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I tell you what, you enjoy. You start out at noon. You should be a cooking show.
We both love eating. We both love cooking.
Hey, well, I'm grilling now, so.
What are you cooking?
Kanaka sausage, Cajun, onions, shrimp, and crab.
Ooh, and trout, you said?
No, crab.
Oh, crab.
Oh, okay.
That sounds great.
Love it all. Sounds all good on grill.
How do you do the crab on the grill?
The crab?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take a piece of foil.
Yeah.
And wrap it in foil and put about a tablespoon of butter and some pepper. Any other type of seasoning you may want. And just let it simmer on that grill.
Sounds good. I've never done crab on the grill.
And you take it off, it'll just fall apart.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good way to do salmon, too.
Yeah, I tell you, the salmon I had last night was spectacular.
Yeah, I'm going to try some of that.
This may be your only day to get it, but go ahead.
My pick is Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday for fresh market.
For the ribs.
Ribs, okay.
If they're going to have some baked beans, their beans are good, too.
They're just going to do ribs. I think you can go buy a side of beans in the deli part of things for a fresh market. Yeah, I've got you down. Give me month and day of birth.
6/12, sir.
You got it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. News 793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Okay, Iran, Trump slapped some more sanctions on them. They ain't happy. They ain't happy at all. So let's listen to CBS story on Iran. President says Trump, White House is afflicted by mental retardation.
Iran is lashing out at the U.S. over new financial pressure, saying there will be no diplomatic end to the standoff. This morning, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called new U.S. sanctions outrageous and idiotic, his words. And a spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said that measures equal a permanent closure for diplomacy.
After Iran shot down a U.S. drone last week, President Trump signed an executive order yesterday targeting Iran's supreme leader for the first time. The sanctions block access to the international financial system. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, Iran's president really laid into Mr. Trump.
He certainly did not hold back. In an offensive choice of words, he said that the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. And he mocked President Trump for simultaneously requesting talks and imposing sanctions. So if the strategy here is to use sanctions to force Iran to the negotiating table, so far, it's not working.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
Instead of using force, President Trump put on a show of it in the Oval Office, signing the sanctions order in front of the cameras, flanked by his vice president and treasury secretary. The sanctions target Iran's supreme leader and at least eight Iranian military commanders, including the official the U.S. believes is responsible for shooting down an American drone last week.
Mr. President, is your goal to negotiate a deal?
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too.
Okay, so where are the liberals when it gets down to somebody using the term retarded? Because if Donald Trump were to say that,
oh, Lord,
they would be going crazy.
Well, then you get into like the bigotry of soft expectations, so where it's like, well, but they're Iranians. They don't even know better.
God.
Maybe it's lost in translation, but I mean, how dare they say the R word?
I know. I mean, where are the liberals here? Because they should be just up in arms in this whole thing.
I expected when Trump ran in 2016, it'll probably happen this presidential election cycle, where people get down in the mud with him, like trying to insult him off. I didn't expect this to start happening in international relations, especially with Iran.
Yeah, where Marco Rubio did the hands thing.
Yeah, and for Iran now to be using the language of idiotic, imbecilic, it's retarded. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's continue on with the story. Iran just, they're not happy at all.
The U.S. has imposed nearly 1,000 specific sanctions on Iran since pulling out of the nuclear deal, and they are taking a toll on its economy. The value of Iran's currency has dropped 60%, and inflation is more than 40%.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
On Monday, Iran's ambassador to the UN said tensions between the two countries is, quote, really dangerous. Instead of negotiating, Iran is retaliating, allegedly attacking tankers in the Persian Gulf, shooting down the American drone, and threatening to enrich more uranium, the fuel that can be used to make nuclear bombs.
What they've sought to do is to try to turn up the heat to see if the president will respond and to see what they can, in fact, get away with.
President Trump warns that if he does change his approach, he does not need congressional approval for a strike.
I do like keeping them abreast, but I don't have to do it legally.
Now, the president says he still wants to talk to Iran's leaders, and the only precondition is that they cannot have nuclear weapons. Of course, the nuclear deal the president pulled out of last year was designed to prevent just that. Anthony?
Ben, Iran will be a prime topic at the G20 summit later this week. What should we expect?
Well, you can expect a lot of U.S. allies to raise questions about this strategy. So far, they are not on board with these sanctions. And the Russians are also getting involved now, too. They say they have intelligence that shows that U.S. drone was in Iranian airspace when it was shot down last week.
That's convenient. See what happens with that bad boy. Here's one that is kind of a interesting story. Talking about robocalls, the Federal Trade Commission is getting involved in this.
Hmm.
So we have the FCC, now the Federal Trade Commission, talking about putting down some pretty harsh fines on some of these people. Let's listen in.
We're revealing details of a major government clampdown on illegal robocalls. The Federal Trade Commission and law enforcement plan to file charges against several companies and individuals. CTM consumer investigative correspondent Anna Werner is here with exclusive interviews with two unlikely allies. Anna, what did they say?
spoke with two FTC commissioners from opposite ends of the political spectrum. They want to assure people they're working together to stop the source of so much frustration for consumers, robocalls. And they're calling it Operation Call It Quits. It's the ringing in your ears everyone dreads. Robocalls the government says number in the tens of billions every year.
This is an important message regarding your current credit card account.
Joining forces to find solutions are FTC Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, a Democrat, and fellow Commissioner Noah Phillips, a Republican.
There's no disagreement. There's no political difference here.
None whatsoever. Robocalls are not just an annoyance that every single American feels several times a day. They can be a real problem for the people who do pick up the phone and sometimes fall victim to those kinds of scams.
The FTC is announcing a major crackdown on illegal robocalls, including 94 actions targeting operations around the country they say are responsible for more than 1 billion calls.
Okay, so finally, Democrat and Republican are working together. And the commonality of robocalls, which I think we certainly have a common interest with that.
Oh, sure.
It's funny, the one that they play, that's the one I get all the time on my phone. Do you get those?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
And they seem to kind of like, he's on the show, call him now, type thing.
I was standing next to somebody, and we literally got a call at the exact same time from the exact same number.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, so it's just these mass, like, robocalls that throw out people in a certain area, and I guess they don't care, honestly.
They don't care. Yeah. They do not care. Let's play the second part of this story. This is encouraging.
I think it is an extremely important issue. We feel pressure externally, we feel pressure and responsibility internally, and we want to rise to it.
The FTC says companies targeted in the enforcement actions were using robocalls to pitch everything from bogus credit card interest rate reduction services to fraudulent money-making opportunities and medical alert systems.
Do you think you're going to be able to fix it, though? I mean, what they're doing is illegal. Much of it comes from overseas. How do you even stop that?
So today, announcing Operation Call It Quits is part of the solution to the problem. It is not the whole of the solution. It's going to take engagement from industry. It's going to take technological development. It's going to take engagement from consumers, which we at the FTC also try to do. And the hope is, through all of these combined efforts, we can help push back.
Our job at the FTC is to enforce the law that we have, and that is the thing that I think we are very, very actively focused on doing here.
Experts applaud the joint law enforcement efforts, but say the dampening effect on illegal robocalls may only be temporary. Alex Quilici is CEO of the call-blocking company Umail.
When there's a crackdown or an enforcement action, you see fewer robocalls from the people who were cracked down on. They usually stop. The challenge is they're replaced by someone else who often does the same scam.
It often feels like whack-a-mole for us, but when we whack-a-mole, we are stopping a substantial number of cases, of a number of unwanted calls, and that's important.
I hope they can do something about it.
Yeah, and I think...
I didn't hear the fix.
The commissioner there made a good point. It's the point I was going to make. I think this will take more of a technological approach, especially if some of these companies can get on board with it, realize it make, you know, I don't like better for the customer, but I won't hold my breath. But maybe outside companies like the gentleman you just heard, they'll get more sophisticated in call blocking services and kind of spotting where these calls are coming from, these sorts of
things. Well, there's a ton of apps now out there. Matter of fact, we had a company that contacted us that wanted us to post their call blocking app on our website. They were going to give us action for anybody who bought it, but you know, I don't know anything about this company. I don't know how great it is, and I don't want to go spend the $15 to find out, type thing. So, but there are a ton of them out there. I can say that because when I Googled this company, it was like, you know, well, how about these type of thing? There were probably 30 of them that showed up. So that's kind of getting more out there. So hopefully they'll do something to stop that. Because I am certainly tired of it, and it's so annoying, particularly when you're in meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Or doing radio shows.
I just keep my phone on silent all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Latinos for Trump have launched their thing. This is on Fox and Friends here. Where are they going to launch this? In Florida.
A large field of 2020 Democrats set to take the debate stage for the first time in Miami starting tomorrow. But President Trump's 2020 campaign is already there in Florida. Vice President Mike Pence today launching the Latinos for Trump campaign to rally Hispanic voters to the polls. Here with more is Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, who is co-chairing the event. Tell me about the group Latinos for Trump.
Well, we're excited that just last week President Trump announced his reelection. And today we'll have Vice President here in Miami kicking off Latinos for Trump Coalition. It's a group of Latino and Hispanic elected officials, professionals, business leaders, community advocates that are uniting to support President Trump and his agenda, really, for mm-hmm. Latinos throughout the country.
I know in 2016, looking over at the big board, Donald Trump won 35% of the Hispanic vote there in Florida, which he regards as his second home. You would like to do better next time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that the past 3 years under the leadership of President Trump speaks volumes to the great work he's done for the Latino community. If you look at the data, you look at the unemployment, record low unemployment for Latinos, record high median income, home ownership, everything points to promises made, promises kept.
And when you add to that what Pascal is doing, they're identifying the voter. And one of the big areas that they're concentrating on is Hispanic, where they're doing apps, Trump apps, and Spanish, and really talking to them, and Hispanic to Hispanic. That was something that when they did the Campaign Management College a couple of months ago, that my friend that was there talking about the advance and events portion of it said they were very impressed with the fact that they had gotten it down to that detail where you can go in and look at a precinct and see how many people you have by their national origin, how many Hispanics, how many African Americans.
Well, and you've seen it, not to talk too much inside baseball, but you've seen it with this business. I mean, think about the numbers we get from our rating service for terrestrial radio compared to the numbers you could see on your website.
Oh, yeah.
And the detail of what you can get with a website and social media, whereas the old school, what radio uses and television uses to a degree, I don't think it gives you as detailed as what a lot of these companies and what Parscale is using these
days.
Let
me tell you, the analytics that we look at on our website is just amazing to us. So the number of people that are, you can put it in by area code, zip code, and it's just astounding the amount of information that you can look at for that and just kind of know who these people are. News Talk 93.1, Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history.
call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Tuesday, don't forget the salmon is on sale. It's normally $29 at $16.99, and it does not take much, my friends. And it is absolutely incredible. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. Still waiting on my air conditioning to get fixed. I'm driving around in my car keeping cool.
Uh-oh. Go get a bag of ice and sit on it.
Hey, you were talking about the robocalls. Well, I finally took my landline out of my house a few weeks ago because I had a fax machine I was using for my job. And since I retired, I took it out, so I cut that crap off. But I don't know if you noticed, too, most of these robocalls, if you call the number back, it says this number's not in service. You notice right. that?
Yes.
It's a scam. And the ones that I'm leery about, you know, a lot of them sound, you know, especially people that, you know, they're asking for donations, they'll call up, this is so-and-so with the peace officers. But then you don't know, and who's going to give somebody a credit card number over the phone? Is a lot of them are asking for that. You'd have to be out of your mind to do that.
I agree. Let me tell you, they are so annoying. It's unbelievable. And the newest thing, and I've gotten two just in the last week, is where there's a company that's got my phone number, and they're asking me polling questions on there. Now, it's a pretty cool concept, but if you agree, they ask you, they ask about the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama, which I thought was interesting, and they asked what my opinion was of the job that Kay Ivey was doing, John Merrill was doing, the lieutenant governor, what he was doing, and asked about Martha Roby. So I thought it was kind of interesting, but that's kind of the new thing that's out there.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Dan, this is the weirdest call I ever got, and it's on my old phone. I got a new phone, but I got a call one day. And I looked at it coming in, and it had too many digits. It was a long number, and when I answered it, it was a recording, but it was in Chinese, Dan.
Yeah.
And it was, I have no idea, but it was, the number, like I said, it was an overseas number.
Yeah, if it starts with 01, if you see 01 on there, that's an international call.
But I had a customer at the time that was Chinese, and I kept it on my voice because they left a voicemail for me, and I kept it and I played it to her, and she said, yes, that's Mandarin. But what in the world? What was that? Was that the president of China calling me for my opinion on Trump or something? Or what was it?
I like that.
But that was probably about the weirdest one, but I've had them all. And another thing real quick, Dan, when I applied for my Social Security and when I started set up to start getting it start getting my Medicare and everything,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden I started getting these calls, and I called the Social Security about it from these people. They said, this is Officer so-and-so, and he was supposed to be some kind of security thing with the Social Security. Tell me that they had canceled my Social Security card and because of something, and I had to do all this stuff. And so I called Social Security about it, and they said, yeah, that's the newest scam going around. They're calling people up and telling them they're either going to cancel their Social Security card or it's been breached and they need to do all this stuff, and they're just trying to scam you to get a hold of your benefit.
The one I like is when someone calls me and says, Granddad, yes. And they go, it's me. I said, who's me? And they go, you know. And I said, well, what's my name? He goes, Granddaddy. So I'm like, yeah, you're a scam. The thing is, I don't have any grandchildren. So.
Yeah, but it's from soup to nuts. You know, you get them called, these gambling sites call you. Yeah, you get them called, but you always know it's going to be a recorded thing. When you answer the phone, it goes, makes that little beep at the beginning.
Well, I tell you one thing, Jim, is they've gotten these voices that sounds so realistic, and I mean, I've actually, before I got, as, since I don't answer them now, I used to answer and say hello, and the person would talk to me, and I would say something back to them. I thought they were a real person.
And you know it's not, because then they keep talking about stuff that you didn't even know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They've just got to be these places, you know, all over the world that is set up, all this stuff, and they're just, this stuff's just going 24 hours a day.
It's
scary.
And I
thought when I got my cell phone, I'd get away from all that crap, but now I got people calling me on my cell phone. I don't know how in the world they got my number, but I guess it's out there now, too. So.
Well, what they're doing is I asked that question to someone. What they do is each company gets a batch of numbers, and what they'll do is they'll just start calling that batch that's assigned to, say, T-Mobile or AT&T, and they'll just start calling those.
Yeah, and they use area codes. They use your area code.
Oh, yeah.
They'll call your area, and it's not anywhere near.
They'll use a Montgomery number, and they'll use a Capitol Complex number, too.
Yeah, and you call them back, and it tells you it's not in service.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully they can put a stop to it, because, I got to answer my phone, you know. You could be some emergency or something like that, but it's.
I let them. If it's an emergency, they'll leave me a number, and I'll answer it immediately. Yeah. After
I would just like an estimate of how many billions of dollars a year people are getting bilked out of from these calls. It's got to be in the billions.
Yep. Well, I've had some clients that have been taken. And one in particular, I was kind of going, you know, did that not sound unusual to you? I mean, you really went and got a cashier's check and sent that money? So that just kind of surprising to me.
Well, I've got one down pat, Dan. When that guy from Nigeria called me about that $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Once that tax money.
I ain't falling for that one again.
Jim, thanks for the telephone call. I'm up against the top of the hour break.
All right.
You stay cool, okay, for me?
All right, man.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on the Tuesday, 272-9228. Heading to our top of the hour break, reminder, if you have an opinion on what day Fresh Market should be cooking ribs before 4th of July, let me know. Give me your opinion. We'll put your name in. We'll take your opinion. Put your name in. We're going to do a drawing for a free slab of ribs from Fresh Market for the 4th of July weekend. You can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and or Thursday, or any combination thereof. Dan Morris Show will be back with Rodney and others right after this.
To be the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.